Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 12th. I got Ben Hadley sitting next to me because Paul's still in Florida. We're hanging out talking about connectivity in cars, insurance, and a weird purchase.
I'm psyched for the weird purchase one.
Like, just super. When you start to look at the mechanics of this thing, you start to realize how, I don't know. We'll make some speculations by the end of the show and maybe be wrong, but all opinions are our own. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Oh, man. You know what's really exciting? You're here for the day that we get to announce the presenting sponsor of a SoduCon. So this will be like the soft release. Yeah, so Reynolds and Reynolds and Goobagoo going to be the presenting sponsor of a SoduCon. They are... they're actually teaming up with us to do a couple really cool things that are, you know, whenever partners come on and work with a Sodu More Than Cars, we say this, like, you could just sing off the song sheet. We've got a media kit. That's all good and well, but we like those that kind of like sing off the song, you know, just a little bit off freestyle. So there's Ryan freestyle.
Have you ever heard him do a cappella? And Christopher Walsh, dude. Both of them. Acapella masters.
That's a mess. Maybe there'll be some karaoke as the freestyle, and Ben will drop some sick rhymes at a SoduCon. We're only, 62, 63 days away from a SoduCon, so get your tickets now. Early bird pricing ends the end of this week. Only got a few days for the cheap tickets, so you got to get in right now. Ben, have you read Unreasonable Hospitality yet? I'm kind of asking everybody this.
Unreasonable Hospitality, no, but I've gone to the restaurant.
You have, right? That's like basically reading it. You know,
I basically read it because I've experienced it.
If you've been to EMP, you've experienced the thing. Oh my God. So you're good to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Michael Cirillo talked about a SoduCon for about 3.5 minutes yesterday. He just geeked out about it. So we got to get into the show. The people want the news. We're talking about the news, and hey, it's all fun and games until your favorite car gets in an accident with technology at the wheel. So recently, the IIHS has provided a rating of 14 driver assistance systems across 9 manufacturers, all of which they have given either a marginal or poor mark. Here's the data. Basically, there is now no evidence of actual real-world safety benefits from any of the systems that they looked at across insurability or accidents per capita on the vehicles tested. So all of these are vehicles that have some level of driver assistance, not just safety elements like a, you know, like an automated braking system, but actual driver assistance, like automated systems. Despite Tesla's particular claims of safety, federal regulators are investigating nearly 1,000 accidents involving autopilot where drivers were not paying attention. There was a single system within Lexus's team of systems, which only has been given to a few vehicles. They received an acceptable rating for their teammate and advanced drive system. Here's IIHS President David Harkey. He said, "We've been able to look at vehicles with and without these systems and determine there is no reduction in claims as a result of these more advanced systems." Yikes.
That's surprising. It's surprising. I mean, you know, there's like a fallacy of energy. The more efficient we are with production of energy, the more we use. Probably applies here somehow, which is like the safer we make a vehicle, the more risky we get. Like, I have a Tesla, put it in an autopilot, and like, yeah, do I creep on that phone? I do. I get on that. I'm like, oh, I got a couple extra seconds to pick out, you know, the perfect Spotify song, you know? And I think you like fool yourself into thinking it's safer, making you risk even more. Have you ever seen a guy skiing with no helmet on, super safe, you know? As soon as they put that helmet on, they go like, I'm invincible.
Right.
And they're like smacking trees. Same thing, I think.
Yeah. I would agree with that. How many people have tried to get in that big bubble and roll down a hill? It's like, you just, whatever, you know, And then yeah. you just roll down a hill as an adult and you stop three rolls in and wonder what and question your life choices, right? You got a 12-year-old just like rolling down the hill like nobody's business. Yeah. They haven't seen the pain of the result of missing it. But yeah, I think there's still so much, you know, back in 2018, 2019, the world was like, we're going to just have autonomous vehicles, but there's still so much to be discovered. There's tons of work to be done on it. So many rollbacks of, you know, FSD, full self-driving, so many changes. The one note in there is that there was actually on systems where it was just automated braking for forward collision warning. Like that was a test that was outside of the autonomous driving. That system in particular has a significant reduction in both vehicle and pedestrian accidents. So
that makes total sense.
As a safety feature, it definitely has productivity for insurability and for like actual.
Here's the layup segue. I just found out, I forget what the exact number is, but something like Tesla is feeding back like multiple gigabytes per night of data back to the mothership to use to train for full self-driving. And a lot of analysts are hypothesizing that that's what's going to keep them way ahead of everybody else is basically as they learn, right? That data set is actually making the cars more safe. So here's what I think is interesting. There's no really competing, you know, group out there that has a similar structure of data that is like sharing it and using it to make things safer.
Well, you know, Tesla's a data company. They're not a car company. Fight me. Prove me wrong. Speaking of a whole bunch of data connected.
Stop. Segway.
Time. Layup, dude.
There, was a full, there were like eight layups that you could have gone into that segue with. Hey, we all love the idea of a connected car, Ben and myself in particular. But it looks like insurance companies are actually taking more liberties with the data available for manufacturers' connected systems to determine insurance rates per driver. So this New York Times article chronicled a particular driver from near Seattle. Name is Ken Dahl. That's shout out the Oscars.
Dahl Auto?
No, Ken Dahl, who was stunned when his insurance spiked by 21% due to data collected by a Chevy Bolt and shared with General Motors by LexisNexis. The report detailed over 640 trips monitoring speed, braking, accelerations, but not locations affecting his insurance rates. So GM and a whole bunch of other manufacturers are collecting driving data for things like insurance purposes, often with actual driver consent in the little fine print, either in the showroom when you sign up for things like OnStar or when you sign up for for the connected driving app. A researcher at Mozilla, Jen Kaltrider, who reviewed the privacy policy for more than 24 car brands last year, called cars, quote, a privacy nightmare. It's really interesting. Actually, Nathan, our producer, pointed out the show and said last year, actually at AsotuCon, Mike Stanton on the main stage, the president of NADA, said dealers need to be aware of how data is shared with their car company. It's the customer's data. It's not the dealer's data or the OEM data. And we're stewards of that information. So customers are kind of calling for this. There's a lot going out in the world. It's, hey, look, where is this data going? Who is it being shared with? And how is that impacting other financial pieces of my life, right?
Yeah, there's so many layers to that too. If you think about, how there's that data grab, right? And I actually think it would make sense to make a conglomerate of sort of the traditional OEMs in partnership with LexisNexis, so they can create a driving set of data to train future autonomous vehicles on. That's part one. Part two, though, is, you have the data itself coming from the vehicle. Then you have the phone, you have Apple CarPlay, you have Google Android Auto. You know, like I'm wondering also.
Then you're into like cross app tracking, ads, other 100% apps.
Like, hey, yeah. Ben seems to take a long time on Spotify while he's going, you know, 45 miles an hour in a 40. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is risky AF. Like, you know, I think they could probably figure that out, even with just a phone. So, right. Yeah, this I can totally see why this is a privacy nightmare.
Not it's really a big privacy issue. And I mean, when we're worried about like cross app app tracking on devices and like browser security, this is way more into your life. Actually, one of the drivers in the article said that they had found out with their insurance company. There's in a Reddit thread. Basically, they had looked with their insurance company and their vehicle. It was a Corvette that they took to the track like every weekend. And the track data was obviously also getting shared alongside their regular driving habits. So like massive acceleration, massive braking, tight corners, all of the things that you would expect from tracking a Corvette were also starting to impact this driver's insurance rates.
But because they don't know location,
right?
They couldn't, right? So that's the weird one. Like, do you really want to give them location? Because now you can actually sell that to like healthcare. Oh, this guy's, you know, rolling through McDonald's way too much. Like, jack his healthcare up. I mean, everything about this is, you know, a little spooky, but yeah.
Speaking of being a little spooky.
Stop. Segway. Time.
So I'm going to call this a little bit spooky, but after filing for bankruptcy in October, a California court has sanctioned the sale of Shift Technologies. If you remember, it's a California retailer, online retailer. Their digital assets, including domain names, trademarks, and social media accounts, along with the sale of a few other things. Here's the fun one. Former TrueCar founder and also founder of Fair, Scott Painter, won the domain names, trademarks, and social media accounts of carlots.com, autoacquire.com, Canvas, and Exchange Leasing for $35,000. He also acquired the platforms, patents, and records of Shift and Fair Technologies for, get this, $120,000. Companies that reigned a combined that originally raised over $1 billion combined.
Yeah.
Patents, records, platforms,
technologies. Like, is it nuts? I don't know. I don't know how substantial that is, but it just on paper sounds like, I mean, Scott Painter, man, like
just a full on discount.
Dude, good purchase.
Here's what's crazy. Know? Just the shift.com domain and social media accounts got sold to a totally different non-automotive Canadian company, also named Shift Technologies, for $1.3 million. Right. So just the domain name and the social media accounts they wanted for a whole big money grab.
Absolutely nuts. I mean, it's so interesting seeing, like, first of all, I didn't also know that Carlots was associated with Shift. Like, I remember, I don't even know if it was a buy here, pay here. It was sort of like a used car operation. I thought I saw them in like Virginia. I don't think they were.
This was like, they were two different. It was just the same transaction in the same, or different transactions in the same auction.
Yeah.
So okay. it was just random that they were all in the same auction. So my man rolled out with some serious social media, trademark, domain names, platforms, patents, records for $155,000 when Shift Technologies and a management company snagged two domains and some social media accounts for like $2.2 million.
That's nuts. God.
I mean, this is just the world of auto that we live in. I'm still just interested to see what Scott Painter does next, right? Like, he's always going to push the boundaries. You better believe he's going to come out with some sort of platform or technology to sell something because he's constantly in the sales game. And he has revolutionized a ton. I mean, what TrueCar and Fair did in the marketplace, like, you can't replace those at this point. You can't replace that learning or the technology.
I think it's like a testament. I mean, anytime you can make something that massive, that well adopted, whether it, you know, goes to the moon or not, it's like,
yep,
definitely had an impact. You can't deny that.
Can't deny that. Well, hey, look, a little bit of impact this morning, but the real impact is in the showrooms, in the service lanes. That's you doing a whole lot of things for a whole lot of customers and employees that is about so much more than cars.